Sorry, 8-3. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Ooh, do I have a surprise for you today? When I get to talk to good people that have a great story of what Jesus has done in their life, man, that empowers all of us. And I just recently heard someone on my team say, when the song was playing, that's my favorite song. That's my go-to song. I'm like, really? I'm getting ready to talk to him. Counting my blessings, Seth Schluter. Seth, thank you so much for being with me today. Tell me how you feel right now doing Christian music and hearing your music on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. It is amazing. It's such an honor. It's something I don't take for granted. Radio is such a ministry, right? It's not It's not a business. I know that the people who play the songs have a deep love and care for their audience and are really intentionally praying about their audience and what they need to hear. Really is a huge honor that radio stations have decided to play the song and that they see the Lord moving through it and are helping spread that message. I'm just super grateful.
Well, thank you. Because you do that, we get to do this and we partner together and lives are impacted by the thousands. So way to go, God, and way to go, Seth. Thank you so much. Okay, a little background. I know we don't have an hour, so I want to cut to the chase here. Talk about your journey with Jesus.
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian family. Mm-hmm. We prayed together like every night, very much like faith is a big part of things. I mean, long story short, really kind of around eighth grade, freshman year, it's kind of when you begin to question, you begin to ask the question, like, all right, is God really real? What place does he have in my life? I'm growing up with this, but do I want to make this my decision? And I think during that time, I just felt distant from God. My view of God was kind of like a watchmaker, right? Mm. He makes the watch, sets it into motion, and then just kind of steps back and lets it do its thing. Wow. Every now and then we'll come in and intervene. Mm. So I felt like God was real. I'm like, it makes sense that he created the world, but I don't think he actually wants a personal relationship with me. And so I lived in that place for a year and a half, whatever, and just grew tired of it because when you don't feel like you have God's attention, you try to get everyone else's, it leaves you exhausted and dry. I ended up just being tired and just kind of coming back to the Lord. And it wasn't in any big moment. It was really just coming into prayer one day and just opening the Bible and being like, God, I need to have a relationship with you because this just isn't working. You know, when we get to that place of just an honest prayer, right? We believe that God hears and answers our prayers.
Yes.
Just gradually through spending time with him, that's really when I began to get to know the Lord and he just changed my life in that way.
Mm, and he does. He completely changes it. So even as a child, you know, you think, well, a kid, you're eighth grade, you don't know everything about the Bible, about God. And so you were questioning that. And yet God still became real to you as a young person.
Yeah.
And then you get into missions work. How did that happen?
Yeah. So I went to a summer camp in Ohio. Really, it was right after I kind of began this journey with the Lord. I really there encountered the Lord in a deeper level and also just really saw young adults, not much older than me, who were just living their faith in a radical, joyful, just attractive way. I'm like, I want that to be my life. Came back to camp a couple of years and then ended up kind of discerning. I thought I was going to go to college, got a full ride to school in Florida. I'm like, all right, this makes sense. And then just felt God tell me to lay it all down. You know, he says, you'll find your life when you lose it. And so it's just one of those moments of dying to myself, like letting go and deciding to say yes to this new missionary program. I grew into the person I am because of that place. And it's just such a gift.
It's that surrender all, right? It's that give it all to Jesus. And then he will fill in the gap. He'll lead you and guide you. And what would you say to someone right now? Let's talk to a young person that says, not quite sure about this thing with God, or does he really love me? What would you say to them?
Yeah, that's so good. I feel like one, just the truth that he is a personal God. He doesn't just want you to know him through other people. He doesn't just want you to know about him. He does want you to know him, like in a real relationship way. And all relationships take time. And at first it might feel like a struggle, but it's just something you need to commit to and invest in, like to make it a daily habit. Because in those moments where you just show up day after day, he's going to be there for you. He's going to meet you in that place. Mm. He does speak to you. Get into the word. That's like, if you're like, I don't hear God speaking to me. Right. He has thousands of words written in the Bible for you. So even just start there, learn to hear him and just take that time. I've never once walked away from prayer and regretted it. He says seek and you will find.
That is so good, Seth. Thank you so much for that. I know that counting my blessings, we're going to hear a lot more from you. You just released a 7-day devotional on the YouVersion Bible app, I heard. So that's exciting. And here's what I'll do. We'll put everything about that and about your music on my Conversations link right now at star883.com.